US President Donald Trump has taken aim at Ukraine, snapping back at its President Vladimir Zelensky after he said it was a surprise that his country was not invited to peace talks in Saudi Arabia to end the war in Ukraine. Donald Trump spoke to reporters last night during a press conference at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida.
I think I have the power to end this war, and I think it's going very well. But today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal. I could have made a deal for Ukraine that would have given them almost all of the land, everything, almost all of the land, and no people would have been killed and no city would have been demolished and not one dome would have been knocked down.
Christopher Miller, Financial Times chief Ukraine correspondent in Kyiv. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal. How is that going down in Ukraine this morning?
Well, as you can imagine, it's not going down very well among the people who were invaded by Russia 3 years ago on February 24th, 2022. We're coming up on this 3-year anniversary just in a few days, next Monday, of Russia's invasion. And I think that's, of course, what is missing from President Trump's remarks. The fact that Russia invaded Ukraine first, actually, in 2014 with the annexation of Crimea and the incursion into the Donbass region of Ukraine here in its east. And then again, in a full-scale manner, trying to capture the capital of Kyiv and much of the country's east, east and south in 2022. So Ukrainians are very frustrated right now. They look at the United States as its biggest and most important ally, of course. They're heavily reliant on military assistance. And now we have an American president standing there and saying that Ukraine, not Russia, is to blame for an invasion 3 years ago.
So, Christopher, are those comments a further indication that Donald Trump wants to settle this war on Vladimir Putin's terms?
That's certainly the fear here. This meeting between senior American and Russian officials without Ukraine at the negotiating table, without any Europeans at the negotiating table, has Ukrainians and President Zelensky and his team in particular very concerned about this. President Zelensky canceled a planned trip to Saudi Arabia today to come back here to Kyiv, reorganize, regroup, and to try to find a way to show the Americans that, look, you need to involve us very immediately in these talks. They certainly want to send a message to Keith Kellogg, who is President Trump's envoy for the Ukraine war, who is coming here to Kyiv today and will be meeting with President Zelensky, that, you know, we need to have a bigger position here. Please listen to us. And of course, they're going to tell him, Russia cannot be trusted. These comments from President Trump have them very, very worried.
The saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Does Ukraine feel now that it's on the menu?
Certainly. President Zelensky has said time and time again that, speaking about Ukraine without Ukraine is not going to wield any sort of results that Ukraine is going to accept. I think something that the Ukrainians keep reiterating and doesn't seem to have reverberated across the Atlantic is that the Ukrainians have agency here. This is a country that, without Western support in the first days and weeks, managed to stand on its own and push back what was believed to be the second most powerful military in the world, in Russia, right? And so the Ukrainians are saying, look, we don't want to do this without you. We need your support if we're going to have anything resembling a just and lasting peace here. But if we have to, we'll continue to go on our own.
Donald Trump also suggested there should be elections in Ukraine. Now, President Zelensky's term expired last year, but Kyiv said it can only hold an election after the fighting stops and martial law is lifted. How feasible are elections in Ukraine?
Well, as you can imagine, in a country under siege and at war and facing missile and drone strikes on a daily basis, there would be huge challenges to holding elections here. First of all, President Zelensky's term did expire in May. Because the country is under martial law, the Constitution does allow him to remain legitimate and hold on to the presidency until elections can be held. Now, those legally in Ukraine can only be held after several months following the lifting of martial law. And then when you do hold elections, of course, you're going to have to think about security. You're going to have to think about the millions of Ukrainians that have been forced to flee the country and for safety because of these Russian bombs. You're going to have millions of people living in Russian-occupied areas And you're going to have to figure out how they're going to be able to vote. There might be millions of people who would be disenfranchised. So it's a huge task to figure out how this could be held, even in the best scenario where there is a ceasefire and some kind of security.
European and other world leaders are planning to hold a second emergency summit in Paris today. What needs to come from that expected meeting after European leaders still appear to be scrambling to create a consensus here?
You said the word right there, consensus. I think certainly the Ukrainians want to see the Europeans come to some kind of consensus about what they can provide in terms of financial and certainly, and perhaps most importantly, military assistance should the Americans withdraw that security assistance. Ukraine also wants to see future guarantees of its security if a ceasefire is agreed to by Russia and the United States. This is the war that's gone on for many years. Russia has broken dozens of ceasefires over that time. And so what they want is for the Europeans to sit down and come up with a way to deter Russia from launching any further attacks.
Christopher Miller, Financial Times chief Ukraine correspondent in Kyiv. Thanks for joining us.